The Victorian Multicultural Review was launched at the end of September, revealing the state of social cohesion in Victoria. The review is recommending moving towards a more inclusive community, tackling systematic issues such as discrimination, building capacity for multicultural organisations, and that the government should implement more policies towards social cohesion. Channel 31's contributor Lakshmi Ganapathy started asking chairperson of the Victorian Multicultural Commission, Vivian Nguyen AM, to describe how the social cohesion in the state is at this point.
There's no doubt that the last couple of years has been very challenging for the multicultural and faith communities. And as much as everybody tried, I think it is a good time to have a look at our tools, our structures and our systems, and to do a stock take of whether or not they are still appropriate for our time. So I welcome that review, and I think it's a good time to reflect on the past and look at the current challenges that we face and how we can really continue to strengthen harmony and cohesion and ensure that Victoria remains a welcoming place for everybody.
So I put this question to the Race Discrimination Commissioner, but I would also like to ask you, social cohesion has obviously been strained by the recent protests. Do you believe that we are responding adequately to the threat of the far right?
Let me just say that the Victorian Multicultural Commission condemns rallies such as that. We believe that neo-Nazis have no place in civic or public life. And we denounce that March for Australia rally. Our systems, our structures are probably not adequate enough to respond swiftly and quickly to those far-right movements and activities that they undertake, but also at the same time support communities to thrive and to ensure that multiculturalism is good for Australia and is good for Victoria.
Absolutely. And equally, this recent protest revealed the extent of views in our community. So how do we go about enhancing social cohesion with the knowledge that these views exist in our community?
Some of the important aspects of the work that the Victorian Multicultural Commission does is to engage and to listen and to collaborate with communities. I think to enable us to feel, to strengthen social cohesion, to strengthen the contributions of multicultural and faith in everybody, I think it's really important that we create and capture those opportunities for people to understand more, to appreciate one another's perspective, to have to give each other that due respect, and to agree on ways forward that supports and benefits people from Victoria and from this country. And that, I think, is a lot of that comes through from the Multicultural Review, and that is why the Victorian Multicultural Commission supports it.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of the review, I did want to move on to some questions about it. And the most significant recommendation is discontinuing the Victorian Multicultural Commission in favour of a new organisation, Multicultural Victoria. How will Multicultural Victoria be better placed to deal with the current challenges?
I think it is important to recognise that over the 40 years that the VMC has been established since 1983 on what was called Ethnic Affairs Commission to what it is today, the Commission has always played a very important role in connecting, engaging and listening and collaborating with communities. This new structure, moving from the combination of the department and the commission, will enable it, as we understand it from the report, will enable the commission to continue with that level of independence, that level of additional resources, but importantly, keeping that engagement with the communities. The report is titled Trust, or Rebuilding Trust. We can't have trust without relationship. And we cannot have trust without genuine engagement and understanding and support towards some common goals. And that's why I think the new structure will help support that.
And another major recommendation made is a social cohesion commitment, which means that those applying for funding need to demonstrate that they value social cohesion. How would something like that be enforced to empower applicants rather than restrict them?
Mm. that is an area I think that will require some further conversations and discussion around the specificities of how you pledge to adhere to certain rules, particularly when it also covers your employees, your contractors, and your volunteers. And we know that in communities, most of us, most of these organizations are run by volunteers. And so the level of understanding does differ from one organization to another, from one group to another. So that's why I believe that capacity building funding that is also announced at the same time as a review will play a very critical role in making sure organizations and members of the communities are able to understand what it is that they sign up to and why, and are equipped to be able to adhere to those values.
Vivian Nguyen from the Victorian Multicultural Commission there, speaking with Channel 31's Lakshmi Ganapathy.